From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Democratic presidential candidates are squaring off in New Hampshire with the focus on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State group. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said the United States cannot be thought of as the world's policeman and that the fight against Islamic State needs a coalition that includes Russia and Muslim troops from the region. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that she also supports a coalition effort and that there is a need for support from Sunni and Kurdish forces. The third candidate, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, highlighted the need to form new alliances for modern threats. He pointed to the work that the African Union has done in Somalia. One point during the debate, Senator Sanders apologized for the happening of a breach of the Democratic National Committee's data bank that included violating some of Secretary Clinton's proprietary information. Mrs. Clinton accepted the apology and said they should move on. The debate comes 6 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, the first primary of the 2016 election season. Turkey is pulling troops out of northern Iraq in an effort to de-escalate tensions with the Iraqi government, one day after President Barack Obama urged Ankara to withdraw its troops. The foreign ministry on Saturday acknowledged a miscommunication with Iraq over its recent deployment of troops to the Bashika military base near the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. The deployment of Turkish troops there angered the Iraqi government, which said the soldiers had not been invited, and the move amounted to an illegal incursion. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Carter said that he had called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences and that they agreed the incident would be investigated.
These kinds of things happen when you're fighting side by side, as we are, and we recommitted ourselves to that campaign against ISIL.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near the city of Fallujah, which is controlled by the Islamic State fighters. The U.S. military said targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. The funerals for those killed in the attack were held on Saturday. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving Syria's civil war, but he cautioned it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. Leaders of the Syrian opposition expressed skepticism Saturday, saying the agreement does not call for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Barack Obama began his Christmas New Year holiday in Hawaii Saturday after an intense flurry of activity here in Washington, including signing a new $1 trillion federal budget. In his weekly media address, the president said that economic progress, universal health care, and progress in the war against terrorism are some of the reasons that he is optimistic headed into 2016.
Even as we continue to grieve over the attack in San Bernardino, we are leading a global coalition and hitting ISIL harder than ever.
The president leaves office in January of 2017. Yemen's military says at least 68 people died in fierce fighting in northern Yemen in recent days, tainting an already fragile ceasefire between pro-government forces and Shiite Houthi rebels. The violence comes as UN-sponsored peace talks aimed at finding a settlement to the conflict are underway in Geneva. And the Walt Disney Company said Saturday that Star Wars: The Force Awakens has already earned more than $100 million in North America and $250 million globally by Friday night. Disney is predicting a weekend total of around $220 million, which would surpass the $208.8 million made by Jurassic World. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.